Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, a spiritual relationship expert helping men and women heal their bodies, their relationships, and their lives through love, and author of the book Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, available at lulu.com. Did you know that a new definition of retirement is evolving? There are about 64 million baby boomers in the U.S. alone. The leading boomers, those born in 1946, are turning 65 in droves in 2011. As a group that has always questioned the status quo, boomers have begun questioning the traditional pattern of retirement. A new definition of retirement is evolving. Today I had scheduled to be speaking to Tracy Fiber, who is the founder of A New Face of Retirement, Incorporated, empowering boomers and businesses transitioning to the next stage of life. Her business is focused on a new type of retirement involving continual exploration, learning, and growth, as opposed to the old type of stress-free retirement that seemed to eliminate personal growth, stimulating interaction, and a continual sense of achievement and personal purpose. And I would like to introduce you to Tracy Fiber. Are you here?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Welcome. It's wonderful to be speaking to you. And Tracy, please begin by telling us more about your company, how and why you started it, and why you created the name New Face of Retirement.
Sure. So years ago, I was working actually in the financial industry. And at that time, I was advising or helping people to figure out, you know, where they should invest their money for their retirement. And what I had to keep, a question that kept coming to me was, you know, this is great that we're taking care of finances, but what about the life aspects? What am I going to do after I retire? How am I going to fill my time? You know, I see so many people who retire and within a couple of years they become sick and sometimes even pass away. And so, you know, how can I make sure that that doesn't happen to me? And so back in 2002 and 2003, I really did some research and looked for, you know what, I want that answer not only for the clients that are asking, but also for myself. And so I became certified at that time as a retirement transition coach and as well as a through Coach Training Alliance as a life coach. And in 2009, you know, I had put up a simple website back in 2002 and 2003, and people were finding me and contacting me, reaching out to me, for speaking to their groups, for, you know, helping them with that transition. And so in 2009, I quit my high-paying corporate job, and I started to coach online. And actually, I do coaching and consulting through New Face of Retirement. I incorporated my business, and I'm really, you know, helping a lot of corporate executives and mostly business owners who are nearing that transition and wondering, what is this next stage? What am I going to do? I've put my entire life, you know, into building this business or gaining my career, and now what? Because retirement could be, you know, depending on the age that you retire, and of course your lifespan, it could be the next 10, 20, 30, or even 40 years.
Especially with baby boomers who have always been a little bit more concerned with health and fitness, and we're starting a new trend. But I do have a couple of questions for you. One of them is maybe you can describe for people exactly what coaching is. How does coaching help somebody, or how might it help somebody?
Mm-hmm. So coaching is really helping you to think of things that you yourself, you know, can't see, your blind spots. And so a lot of times we can't see the things for ourselves, and yet someone else who is trained in that area can see those areas and help us through them. So let me give you an example. For for one person, you know, that I was talking to, her husband had just retired. And so with him, it was about a week, and we were talking, and I said, so, you know, has your husband started to stay up late and watch old movies, and, you know, he's really enjoying those reruns of movies and shows that we saw when we were younger? And she said, yeah, actually he is. And I said, and so, you know, at this point, has he started to stay up later and later because, you know, there's more and more shows, the more he stays up, the more he sees, oh, gee, I used to watch that show. And she said, yeah, actually he does. And I said, so has it gotten to the point now where, you know, when he tries to go to bed earlier, he starts to have trouble getting to sleep? She said, yeah, have you been a fly on our wall? And I said, no, but, you know, this is kind of a pattern that we see happen. And so we talked about, you know, how is it that he could get from going to bed at 9 or 10 at night, and now, you know, very quickly he's staying up till midnight or 1 or even 2 o'clock in the morning. And we talked about, you know, the solution to that and how it can, he's actually, I went one step further and I said, has he talked about, you know, gee, I'm having trouble sleeping. And he is sleeping in the morning, but he's having trouble getting to sleep, you know, at the regular 9 or 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And she said, yeah, actually. I said, has he talked about, you know, I might have to go to the doctor or go to the pharmacy and pick up some kind of sleep aid because, you know, I want to be able to get to sleep. She said, yeah, actually, that's exactly what we talked about today. And so I said, okay, so here's what's happening is, you know, we can leap and bound forward for staying up at night. And yet when we try to then go back to our regular time, I actually suggest that people do it a half an hour at a time and a half an hour at a time for 2 or 3 days. So what I mean by that is instead of, you know, let's say you're staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning, instead of trying to go to 1 o'clock or even midnight and go back in leaps and bounds, I suggest that, you know, a half an hour earlier. So instead of 2 o'clock, let's aim for a 1:30 for the next 2 or 3 days. And so what do we do? Well, at 1 o'clock when there's a movie on or a show on, we don't choose one that's going to be another hour-long program. We choose a half-an-hour program. And at the end of that half hour, we just shut the TV off and get up and go to bed. So what that does is it starts to train us, you know, to back up that time. Another thing we can do is we can actually, instead of watching TV, because TV or the computer is actually like flashing lights, and so it stimulates us in our brain and our body. And so instead, if we take that last half hour or so and read a book, you know, or do something else that's not stimulating, that sometimes can help as well. So does that answer your question?
Wow, that was an incredible coaching session. And it's helping me to understand that a lot of what coaching is about may seem like common sense, but when you're in a habit pattern, you don't think of what makes sense and what would be a smart first step. You think kind of mm-hmm. all or none. So you want to mm-hmm. go to sleep at 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock, you know, make a big change, and you can't do that. And you can work with people to see that, to
mm-hmm.
see clearly
mm-hmm.
what little steps they can take that they may not realize. So my
yeah,
next
and
question
you know,
is, oh, I was just going to ask
you,
how can people start quickly with you or with anyone? What steps do you recommend?
So the steps to working with me, typically what I do is, first of all, we set up a strategy session. So if they're, you know, nearing that transition, we set up this 25-minute strategy session. And what we do is we go through and take a look at, you know, first of all, are we a good fit with each other? Because I don't want you to be working with me if I'm not the right fit for you. And oftentimes, you know, I can see that it is or isn't the right fit, and then I will refer you to someone else who I believe is a good fit. And it might be that you do need my help. It might be that you actually need someone else's help. And I'll certainly tell you that. So I have a website, justasktracy.com, and there you can set up your free strategy session so that we can figure out, you know, is this a right fit for you? And during that strategy session, we actually start to plan your next stage. So even if it's, you know, 5 years down the road or 3 years or even 10 years down the road, we can start to work on some areas And it's not necessarily, you know, in a paid coaching session. It can be just, let's have this session, I'll give you some ideas. And then when you're at a point where you do need my help, that's when we'll, you know, go forward with the coaching relationship.
And you did mention something about sometimes someone is not a right fit. So what came to mind for me as a therapist is sometimes a person, maybe they're in a deep depression or they have a lot of anxiety and they really could use either some kind of counseling for a little while or some kind of medication to calm
exactly.
their nerves or whatever it is.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know,
so.
In the past there has been one or two times where I've said, you know what, I don't think it's coaching that you need. I think you need to talk to a counselor or a therapist.
Right. So when people have retired for years, so why do you think people need to focus on retirement now? Has something really changed? And question along with that is, what is the ideal kind of client for you for coaching? So I asked you two questions at once.
So, first of all, you know, people have retired, you're right. And does everyone need help with this? No, no, they don't. But what we see is sometimes people who don't think that they need help really do need help. And sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And it can be even, you know, a son or a daughter or a friend who can recognize that we're heading for trouble, even if we don't recognize it ourselves. And so we want to make sure that you're getting the help you need. Now, when do people need my help? When they know that the next stage is not going to be, you know, how they've seen other people retire. So, for example, it could be that, you know, your parents and grandparents retired a certain way, and you know that that's not the way that you're going to move into this next stage transition. And so you know that that's not what you want, and yet you're not sure what you do want or how to structure it or set it up or plan for it. So that's ideally when someone comes and works with me, because we go through, you know, exactly what is this next stage for you. And it could be, with people living longer, it could be 10, 20, 30, even 40 years. The average age, when retirement age was first introduced many years ago, the age of 65, the average age that people actually lived was 62 and a half. And so now people are living, for women, it's actually, you know, we live till the average age of 82, and for men it's 78. And so that's quite a difference. So there's an extra, you know, 10, 15 years right there. And if you look
Absolutely.
Back in history, for every 30 years, there's actually another 10 years added on. So, you know, if you live another 10 years, you're probably going to live 13. And if you live another 10 years after that, you're probably going to live another 13 after that. So, you know, the longevity is increasing. And so why is this retirement different? Well, the retirement is different because we are healthier. And so, you know, a lot of people still want to retire. And even, to be honest with you, some people don't want to retire. It's about 50% that do retire, you know, around the age of 65, and about 50% that don't. Now, with the large number...
I have some other issues that I've dealt with in counseling with couples. And one major issue is that men take work very seriously, and it means a lot for their self-esteem. So when a man retires and he's just home and doesn't have that sense of purpose, it can be very difficult. And also the woman has her husband home, and they never had that before. He might have been traveling and busy. So there's a lot of adjustments. So you can help them before they get into the situation. Or right at the beginning of the situation.
Exactly. The women oftentimes feel like they're invading their home, right? Because that's been their domain for all of these years. And you're right, a lot of men and even women, you know, it's really, if we're really committed to advancing our career or growing our business, the people who are really self-invested in their career, they oftentimes have trouble after they retire, because it's not only just, you know, their income that's changed, it's also their identity, right? So before, you know, I might have been Tracy the manager, Tracy the business owner, and after, who am I? I'm just Tracy. So, you know, how
and,
do
and I
how
have
am
to
I
say I've had
else?
The same experience. I was a professor of health and physical education, and I took an early retirement, and I had always been a part-time therapist working with couples and individuals, but then I was a full-time therapist. But it was very hard for me to no longer say I'm a professor. I just did not know who I was for a while. And I could
and
have
so
used your coaching at that point.
Exactly. And what we do is we go through, you know, 15 different areas. We start usually with an assessment of 15 different areas of life that we need to look at to see, is there anything that, you know, this in combination with that, oh, I see that there's going to be some trouble in this area. So let's get working on that ahead of time. So really,
so,
you know, the business
me,
owners...
Can you just, Chase, can you just mention one or a couple of these areas just to get some idea what you're talking about?
Sure, you bet. One of the areas, and a common one that when I'm doing speaking engagements, I talk and I bring it into my speaking, is work reorientation. And so what that means is, you know, how distant am I from my identity as my job? Another one is self-directed. So is it me that's directing my life, or is my life being directed by someone or something else? So when we get up every day and we go to our job, really that job is directing that portion of our life, right? And yes, when we get home, then we direct our own life. And yet sometimes, you know, when you have a spouse, a significant other, children, you know, friends, those other people are also directing your life. And so it's really taking a look at that area of how am I going to, you know, direct my own life for these hours? Because when we're working, you know, 8, 9, 10 or more hours per day, whether we're actually working or preparing for work or thinking about work, that consumes that many hours in a day. And so once you move into that next stage, the transition, you know, what is it that you're going to fill that many hours every day with?
And people just don't really think about this. They figure, I'm not going to have a problem with that. They think it's silly, and then they get into the situation, and it can really be a problem.
Well, and even, you know, health issues can start to arise. And, you know, you wonder sometimes, okay, we didn't have health issues before, and now suddenly I do. So what's really changed? And a lot of times is the focus, right? The focus on moving forward versus focusing on myself. And so what we do is we really start to focus you on yourself so that we don't have that time where we start to notice, you know, the aches and pains and let it consume us. Because when you're in the work world or, you know, going to work or owning a business, you're focusing on, if you have a little ache or pain or don't feel quite well, you kind of put it out of your mind and you get up and keep moving because you need to, you know, get to work and do your thing. Whereas when you're in that retirement transition, what happens is a lot of times we focus on that. And then, of course, what we focus on expands. And then, you know, it can take us down a bad path. Yeah.
And then another aspect is the socializing. When you're going to a job somewhere, or in business, you're socializing, you're contacting a lot of people. And in retirement, sometimes people relocate so that they're not having a lot of their old friends around them or their family, and they can be very isolated and lonely, even as a couple.
Exactly. And even if they stay where they are, you know, sometimes their friends do retire before them, and so they feel like they're missing out on, you know, the activities. Or it could be that you're the one that retired and your friends haven't. And so, I mean, I even think about, you know, when I was a stay-at-home mom, you could shoot a cannon down our bay or down our street and nobody would have heard it because everybody is gone. And so, you know, suddenly you're the one at home and you do feel isolated even though you're in your same home and still in the same circumstances, but everybody else is busy. So we really have to look at, okay, what is it? You know, first of all, how much social interaction do I really need, and how are we going to fill that?
And so another question is, how do you suggest people fill that? How do they stay in touch with others? Should they be using the Internet, Should they be calling people, writing letters? And what do you recommend?
So it's different for each person. So to give a shotgun answer, I can't do that, because what happens is everybody communicates differently, and the way that they're comfortable is different. So yes to all of those. It could be writing a letter. It could be, you know, social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, the internet. It could be calling people up. But it's really more about, what is it that you want to do or want to learn to do? And it's not that you have to know how to do it ahead of time. Some of the people, actually, I teach them, you know, how to use Facebook and to interact with people. And yet, even think about the impact to, you know, if you have children or friends. And I've heard of some people, and I've talked and worked with some people who they've retired, and suddenly, you know, they're saying, this is great because I can spend more time with my adult children and my grandchildren. And that is great, but there's a happy medium there, right? Because if you're there too often, you're actually constraining your own child's growth. And so you need to think about how much is enough and how much is too much. If I'm there once a month, is that too much? If I'm there, you know, every week or every day, is that too much? And so if your whole world starts to revolve around them, then that's not healthy either. And so we need to really take a look at what is it that's right for you.
Well, you keep bringing up points that I've never thought about, and I'm sure many people haven't. And then they're in the situation, and I'm picturing the grandmother around the kids all the time and her daughter being annoyed with her, and she doesn't understand why, because she's being so helpful.
Exactly.
So I can imagine huge impact out of all of that. So another question. What are some of the reasons people think retirement is not possible for them? And is that true?
Well, and some people are afraid to retire because they don't know, you know, what's next. So their solution sometimes is, well, I'm just going to keep working. And is that the best solution or not? Well, it depends on the person. Other people, you know, with all of the economic things that have happened, some people financially feel that they can't retire. And yet sometimes retirement now is different from before in that it's not necessarily an absence from work. It's more the freedom to work. And so, you know, the next stage transition before you actually fully retire could be some less than full-time work. And so there's many, you know, options out there. Even companies are seeing a, you know, a shortage of some workers as more and more boomers retire. And so there's starting to become some new opportunities for consulting or for staying even, you know, in the business that you've been in. And really, coming in and working with the company to say, you know, how can we have a good fit? So think about the people that, you know, maybe want to go south and to a warm climate for 6 months every year. So is there some compromise with that individual that maybe, you know, you don't go for a full 6 months because your company could use your help during this critical time? And from a company perspective, is there, let's determine your critical times so that we can have that conversation and set up a win-win for both people. So it's really about, you know, changing both business and retirement at the same time.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question as if it's me. I'm about to retire, and I'd like to find a coach to help me make some important life choices and decisions. How can I decide who to work with, you know, who I should choose as a retirement transition coach? And also, as I'm retiring, I'm a little nervous about my budget. It's tight. So what am I thinking about in terms of cost?
Very good questions. So when you're choosing a coach, I would recommend that you check out at least two or three coaches. And most coaches offer some sort of, whether it's a strategy session or, you know, some time talking with them to see if you're a right fit. Because it's kind of like an interview. It's not just, you know, the company interviewing the employee. It's also the employee seeing if that company is somewhere where they want to work. And so with a coaching relationship, it's really a two-way communication. It's not just, you know, as an individual, which coach will I choose, but it's also from the coach's perspective, what sort of person do I want to work with? And so if you encounter someone, you know, really who works with almost anyone, you want to really take a look at, is this the right fit for me? And I'm not saying that it's not, but look at their background and see if that resonates with you. Really check out some of the, you know, the things online or products or services or what they're saying even in their on their web pages to see, does this resonate with me and is it a good fit for me? And like I say, there's nothing wrong with checking out and just be upfront with each of the different coaches that you are talking to. You know, be upfront and say, I am checking out, you know, two or three coaches to see what is the right fit for me.
Well, Tracy, this has been a wonderful experience talking with you, and I realize the intense value of getting a coach to work on some of these issues before you retire, and then even after you've been retired when you're struggling with some of this. So mm-hmm. How can our listeners find out more about your services and get in touch with you? I'd like you to give your website, maybe spell anything that's difficult, any special bonus offers you have for anyone on the call.
You bet. So with getting in touch with me, there's two ways that traditionally people get in touch with me. So one is, as I said earlier, you know, signing up and just going for a strategy session because they know that it's a good fit, or they, you know, have an inkling that it's a good fit. And that's really just to go to that justasktracy.com. And the other thing is I do have a website, newfaceofretirement.com. So newfaceofretirement.com. So newfaceofretirement.com. And on there, what I do is I have a sign-up that you can receive my weekly e-zine, my weekly online newsletter. And once you've signed up, there's actually an area in there that you can see back issues. And in those back issues, I'm talking about these issues that we talked about today, as well as the all 15 focus areas that people need to start working on.
Well, it has been wonderful speaking with you today. Thank you so much for joining this show. And for our listeners, I just wanted to let you know that next Tuesday, April 26, 2011, I will be interviewing Nina Dockery, who wrote a book called Sexy at 60, a novel, and it should be fun. So, Tracy, thank you so much for coming, and hopefully a lot of our listeners are going to take you up on the offer and get a session with you and find out what they can do.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.